A Cape Breton woman is raising money through a GoFundMe page to help her nephew recover from a shooting in the Greater Toronto Area earlier this month. Patsy Leadbeater tells CKOA Radio her nephew Alex Leadbeater, originally from Cape Breton, is a tow truck driver in Scarborough. She says he enjoys the work, but it's much more dangerous than most people think these days.
Well, my nephew, he's only 28 years old, and he's a father of two, and he's been a tow truck driver for many years, and he loves the job. He loves helping people. He likes being in the action and being able to assist people when they're, you know, having a hard day. And he was, he's in an industry that shouldn't be going through what they're going through right now.
The Toronto Police Service has launched an investigation related to violence in the tow truck industry. They refused an interview with CKOA Radio, but they sent a release that says they are investigating several shootings and arsons which have been tied to ongoing territorial disputes within the tow truck industry. Leadbeater says her nephew was a shooting victim on January 9th when he was parked at a traffic light on the way to a call, and then he took cover when he heard gunshots.
He immediately went into the fetal position, and because of the previous shootings, he was wearing a bulletproof vest, and they've been doing that, and it's unfortunate that you have to do that when you're not, you know, police or ambulance or anyone really. So he went into fetal position, and he believes that he was shot until they emptied their clip.
Leadbeater says her nephew Alex told the police he heard as many as 18 shots, and he was hit with some of the bullets.
He got hit in the throat. It went in one end and out the other, so there was an entry and exit wound. And then he was grazed in the shoulder, and then another shot hit him in the vest around his heart. So fetal position and wearing the vest, he was a quick thinker, that's for sure. He was shot 5 times.
She says her nephew later explained he was in a state of shock while trying to call for help, but he was able to exit the tow truck on his own.
He remembers calling 911, but he said he couldn't remember his password because he was trying to call 911. He got out of his truck, and there was a bus behind him, a TTC bus, and he got out of the truck, walked up to the bus, walked into the driver in front of him and said, "Am I bleeding?" That's all he remembers. And the driver just looked at him and said, just like an East Coaster might say, he said, "Buddy, you're bleeding everywhere."
Leadbeater says the family is relieved Alex is expected to make a full recovery. She says the tow truck drivers in that part of the Greater Toronto Area are advised to wear bulletproof vests, and it's a relief the young father purchased one because it was likely the difference between life and death.
And he bought it himself. You know, it was like a $300 or $400 purchase, but it saved his life. So, you know, he gets to see his kids again. And, you know, one of his sons has autism, and we were spending a lot of time with him. He's so smart and sweet. And Alex came down here to Nova Scotia to recover with his family. And now he's got to, you know, emotionally recover and then go back somehow. You know, his son is there. Right now he doesn't have a job. He doesn't have a car. His son is out there, and he's, you know, paying, you know, his mom. And he's just not there. And that's why I set up the GoFundMe, was because he needs help, and that's what I'm trying to do.
She says the family is getting some donations through GoFundMe, which can be found by searching Patsy Leadbeater on the website. The police say the tow truck industry has seen a troubling increase in violence. Last year, there were 63 shootings linked to violence in the industry, and the trend is continuing this year. The police have launched a new initiative called Project Dodger, which aims to improve safety for the tow truck drivers and the public. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, CKOA Radio.